וזה בחינת שבס הגודל, שהוא שבס של לפני פסח. Based on what we've been learning, we're going to understand the concept of Shabbos HaGodol, which precedes Pesach, and some of the important items about Pesach itself. Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim Shu Bechinas Hizgalus HaAsoro Tolu B'Shabbos Kanam. Because the Jewish people leaving Egypt, which means going out of Golus, going from Golus to Geula, which we said is the concept of Hizgalus HaAsoro, is dependent on Shabbos, as we just explained. Ki Pesach Mitzrayim Mekhoi Nebosan, because the Korban Pesach, which the Jews celebrated in Egypt, was designated on the 10th of Nisan, which was Shabbos. V'hoyaton arbo yomim bikur, it required 4 days of checking, analyzing the animal to make sure that it was without any defect. Kidei sheyiyu Yisrael oiskim b'mitzvah arbo yomim, Hashem wanted the Jews to be occupied with this mitzvah of preparing the Korban Pesach for 4 days specifically. Arbo yomim daika. Note, it's exactly 4 days. Kdei sheyuchlu legalo es ha'asoro, lahalo es ha'molchus. Shehi b'chinas arbo machno es kanam. In order to be able to reveal the light from the ha'asoro, to elevate the malchus, which is referred to always by the number four, the four groupings of the tribes of Israel, as we learned a little bit earlier, the four camps. V'alkein b'shas Pesach harishon kishiyotzim imitzrayim hoyo haschola b'shabbos. Now you'll understand also that when it came to the first holiday of Pesach, when the Yidden left Egypt, when did all the action begin? From Shabbos. It was on Shabbos that they designated the animal, you know, to be reserved for Korban Pesach. That was when Shabbos Hagodol came out then. Ki v'Shabbos daiko maschil gulas Mitzrayim. Because it's on Shabbos that the Gulas Mitzrayim begins. Ki misho mekablim hadas lagalo samolchus. Because from Shabbos we receive the das to reveal, to elevate the malchus. Shehi b'chinas dalid, the malchus, which is always referred to as the letter dalid, mitoyach ha'asora, from its hiddenness, from its darkness. V'alkein nikba ledoyrois rak Shabbos shelofnei Pesach. And this is the answer to a very famous question that all the rabbis ask. Why is it that we celebrate Shabbos HaGodol? Why don't we simply celebrate the 10th of Nisan, whether it comes out on Shabbos on a weekday? Now, it was the day on which the Jews designated the Korban Pesach, which was actually the idol of the Egyptians, and the Egyptians couldn't touch them. They saw the Jews taking these lambs and sheep and tying them to their beds. And they asked them, what is this all about? And they said, we're going to be sacrificing these. And the Egyptians would have wanted to kill them. And they were helpless. They couldn't do anything. That was one of the miracles. So this miracle began from 10 days in Nisan, which happened to fall out on Shabbos at that time. Rav Nosson says, so why don't we simply celebrate the 10th of Nisan, regardless of whether it's Shabbos or not? We don't do that, but rather we put the emphasis on Shabbos HaGodol. Ki ikar hanes toli b'Shabbos shekodem Pesach, because the miracle of Pesach was dependent on Shabbos, which preceded Pesach. V'zeh shekodem Pesach Shabbos HaGodol. This is why it's called Shabbos HaGodol. Haynu she'Shabbos hu gadol mikol hayomim v'zmanim, to tell us that Shabbos is the greatest of all the different times. Shekula mekabel tushas menu kana, all of them receive from Shabbos. And because of the fact that this particular Shabbos is the one that reveals this, that tells us this, that Shabbos is the source of the miracle and everything, that we saw that Gulas Mitzrayim came from Shabbos, Al Kain Koyer Noisei Shabbos HaGodol. This is why this particular Shabbos of the entire year is called Shabbos HaGodol, because this is the one that teaches us that miracles, holidays, all come from Shabbos. V'alkein b'nisan sh'boi hoi segulas Mitzrayim sh'zeh b'chinas kiddush ha'chodesh b'chinas rosh chodesh alkein nikro rosh chodoshim. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains another thing. This is why the month of Nisan, which is the month in which the Jews experienced the first major geula, redemption, which we said is similar to the concept of kiddush ha'chodesh. Just like Geula is the concept of going from Hasorah to Gilui. So to Geula is a concept of going from Hasara to Gilui, which is the concept of Rosh Chodesh. Alkei Nikra Rosh Chodoshim. This is why the month of Nisan is declared Rosh Chodoshim, the Rosh Chodesh of the year. Kamashikosav HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. Hayim Shkenisan Kol HaChodesh Kulay Hu Bebechinas Rosh Chodesh. When we talk about the month of Nisan, there's not a one day Rosh Chodesh. The entire month of Nisan is an aspect of Rosh Chodesh. Kiboy Hoya Geulas Mitzrayim, because it's in the month of Nisan that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Sheze Bechinas Rosh Chodesh Kanal. And we explain that the concept of Geula, redemption from Golos, is the concept of Rosh Chodesh. V'alkein Hikrivu Boy Shneimosu Nesiyim Shel Shneimosu Shiftei Ko. And this is why in the month of Nisan, all 12 leaders of the tribes brought sacrifices corresponding to the 12 months, which symbolizes the fullness of the Malchus of Kedusha, which rests on 12 oxen. We spoke about the Yamshel Shlomo, which rests on 12 oxen, which is used many times to represent the Malchus of Kedusha. Ki Nisan Kolo Mikulam, because Nisan is a composite of all of them, of all the 12 months, of all the 12 Nisim. Ki Boi Nizgala Malchus Kedusha, but B'chinas Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's the month of Nisan that the Malchus of Kedusha was really revealed and broadcasted in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shezer B'chinas Kedusha Rosh Chodesh. V'alkein kulam tluyim boy, and this is why all the months are dependent on Nisan, v'cholol mikulam, and Nisan is a composite of all of them. V'alkein noyegim boy yomtev b'kuloi, and this is why we consider the entire month of Nisan like a holiday. V'yomer boy tachnun, it's the only month of the year where we don't say tachnun the entire month. Just other than Tishrei. Tishrei we do say tachnun. Up until now, Tishrei, yes, we say Tachnun during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We don't say Tachnun from Yom Kippur and on. We don't say Tachnun in Tishrei. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we are saying Tachnun. Ki kol ha-chodesh kuloi hu bebechinas Rosh Chodesh. Because the entire month of Nisan is a concept of Rosh Chodesh. Ki boi nezgala bechinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh. Because it's in this month that there is really revealed the essence of Rosh Chodesh, which is the Malchus Kedusha, the beauty of the Malchus. This is also, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't say it here, but this is also obviously why Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called Rosh Hashanah LaMelachim. That's the time when Melachim, kings, are established, the Tikkun HaMalchus. V'zeh k'sheyotzi Yisrael nimitzrayim, v'nizgala ha'asor kanal, zochu l'matzah, shi b'chinas das godo el moed. And this is why when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim and the Hasara was revealed, the light was revealed from within the Hasara, that's when we were zeichet to Masa, which is referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah as a very high level of Das. Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Nun Vav in Likutei Moran speaks about different types of das and different levels of das. And he says there's a level of das which is shalom, which is peace. Like it says by Mordechai and Esther in the Megillah Esther, lo das es shalom eser. So we see there's a concept of lo das es shalom. And Rabbeinu Zal says there's a higher level of das, which is the das of machlokes l'shem shamayim. When there is machlokes for a real positive word sense, that represents an even higher level of das. Rabbeinu Zal brings that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu represents das, and the word Moshe is Rosh Hashanah machlokes Shammai Hillel. That this machlokes of Shammai and Hillel represents this high level das. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that's what matzah is, because the word matzah means machlokes. Matzah umariva, and we know we break the middle matzah. That's one of the major ceremonies at the Seder. Shaydei she'nizgala ha'asoro nimshach das godol moi. through the fact that the Jews were taken out of exile, the Hasara, what was originally hidden and dark, was turned into light. This causes a very high level of das to be introduced. The Bechinas Masa, Shehi Bechinas Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim Kanal, as Rabbein Azal explains in Torah Nun Vav, in the first half of Likud Imran. V'ze Bechinas Ha'ishapchus Mechomeis L'Masa. This is the concept of a change from Chomeis to Masa. Sheyotzu Mebechinas Chomeis V'zochu L'Masa. That the Jews went out of the category of Chomeis and entered into the category of Masa. Ki ein bein Chomeis L'Masa Ela Mashehu. Because we know that the difference between the word Chomeis and the word Masa is a tiny droplet of ink. Both words share the letter Mem, the letter Tzadik. The difference is that Chomeis has a Ches, Masa has a Hey. And we know that to make a Hey into a Ches, all you need is to add a tiny, tiny droplet of ink. So we see, Dainu bein ches lahei, kidisa b'zor kodesh. Kone ches tishaber v'tasim menel hei. The Zohar Kodesh says, take that stick of the ches, and break it, and make it into a hei, the letter hei. Al posuk ge'ar chayas kone. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says on this posuk in Tehillim. Hainu, l'shaber k'nei haches shel chomeis, v'oz nasa michomeis masa. Ayin shel, to break the leg of the ches, of the letter ches, and make from ches into hay, to make from chomeis masa. This is what the Zohar Kodesh speaks about. V'zeh b'chinas shvira sahasora. This is the concept of breaking out of jail, breaking out of prison, breaking out of the exile. Which means breaking the Hasara, Shemeshabra Mes Hasara, U'Pescham B'Pesach U'Megalan Adas. We break the Hasara, we open an opening there to let light come in or come out. We reveal the Das. V'Yazai Nas Men Hasara Das. And then we convert the Hasara, the darkness, into light, into Das. Mechomeis L'Masam. Ki chometz hu tukfa d'dina, because we know that chometz represents severe midas hadin, bechinas hasoras ponim, kavyachol, where Hashem turns His face away from us. The Zohar Kodesh says that chometz is referred to in the Torah as machmetzes, and the word machmetzes has the word chometz in the middle, the letters chometz in the middle, the outer letters are mem and tof, mace, dead, death. That chomeis symbolizes death, din, midas hadin, sitra achra. Bechinas paroi, it's synonymous with paroi, shehu, ho'oiref. The Sifrei Kabbalah tells us that the word paroi is the same letters as ho'oiref, the back of the neck. Bechinas malchus harisho, which represents the malchus of sitra achra. Shehu k'nei haches shel chomeis, which is represented by that leg of the ches of the word chomeis. Bechinas chayas kone adas abirim, the concept of the animal of the swamp, which is the gathering of the powerful ones, the nations of the world, the sitra achra. Shemarames al ches shel chomeis, which is alludes to the ches of the word chomeis. Vetzorech l'shaber kone shel ches anal, we have to break that leg of the ches of chomeis. Bechinas shviras hasur, which is the concept of breaking the hasara, the darkness, v'liftoyach bo pesach legalei solahari sadas hamubishnon, and to create an opening to reveal the das that's hidden within that hasara. Shekaviyochol gam shom nimsel kusis borach, that Hashem is also found in the hasara. U'malchusoi bakoel mashala, Hashem's malchus rules everywhere, and is prevalent everywhere. V'azayin is hapei chomeis l'masa, and then we're zeicher to convert to chomeis to masa, kinas min ha'asoro das, because from the place where originally there was no light, we make it into das, which means quality light. Kinas min ha'asoro das, because we make from ha'asoro das. Now Rav Moshe Zal says paragraph gimel, v'zeh shaloichim shalosh matzos. Now we'll understand also the ceremony that we perform at the Seder, the Yachatz, where we take all three matzahs and we take the middle one and break it into two, so that now we have four pieces. We have two whole matzahs and two halves, in a sense. Hainu shegam b'hamatzah b'yasmo shvi sifra d'gdusha meram zim b'chinas shviras ha'asora. We're showing that within the matzah, which is on the side of Kedusha, we're breaking the hasara. Ki ikri yinikas b'chinas hasara him b'chinas raglin, b'chinas machna horavi, shu machna donkana. Because we've been taught, Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Nun Vav over there, that the where does this darkness draw its energy from? Darkness, sitra achra, hasara. It draws its strength from the feet of the Kedusha, the raglin, which is symbolized by the fourth camp of the Jews, the guys who were in the back. They were the feet of the Jewish community, which was the Machne Don, which we're told that when Amalek attacked the Jews, that's where he attacked from behind. He tried to attack the weak ones, the stragglers, which is what Machne Don swept up. V'yalkein mitchilo hirak b'chinas sholosh matzois. Ze b'chinas koydem izgalos ha'soros. Hazai hirak b'chinas sholosh machnes kanal. This is why at first we start off with three matzois before we're zecher to reveal the hasara, because the three corresponds to the other three Jewish camps. V'yachakach mishabrim ha'ensoros l'shnaim. And then we take the middle one and break it into two. Sheze b'chinas remez al shviras ha'asora. That's showing that we succeeded in breaking the hasara and breaking out of those chains, that prison, that golus, the sitra achra. And then we make from what was originally three pieces, we make it into four. Ki ato nishlama b'chinas hamalchus. Because now we've been zeicher, when a person is zeicher to break the hasara, that's when he's mashlim the malchus. B'chinas dalet machnois. Now there are four groupings. V'alkei mishabrim hoem tzois shehu halevi. And this is why we specifically break the middle matzah, which corresponds to Levi, demino dinin misarin kiyadua, because we know that Levi is midas hadin. Midas hadin originates from Levi. Kohen is always referred to as chesed. The kohanim are the ones who gave the bracha to the Jewish people. Kohis sevoruchu es bnei Israel. The Levim are referred to as midas hadin. V'kidashto es halevim. You will sanctify the Levim. Kiyadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Interesting, I'd like to share a beautiful chiddush I once heard from my father-in-law, Zichron Levracha. The Gemara says that Kohanim, a Kohen becomes posel if he has a mum. If he gets any major defect on his body, he becomes posel a kohuna. A Levi, if he has a mum, is not posel at all. A Levi becomes posel with age. The Levium serves from the age of 30 to 50. 51 years old, he's out. Why? Make up your mind. Which is the problem? If a mum is defective, then it should be defective by everybody. If age is a problem, then age should knock out the Kohanim also. You have a Kohen who is 80 years old. What's the story here? The answer is that they're on two different sides of the fence. Kohen is chesed. Mum, the Hebrew word mum, mem vav mem, is bigimatria elokim, which is din, midas hadin. The Kohen is supposed to be chesed. If any midas hadin gets into him, if there's any mum, there's any defect, that disqualifies him. Now the Levi has a completely different hat, a different job. The Levi is midas hadin. He's supposed to be din. He's supposed to be din of Kedusha. If any chesed gets into him, he's out. What is chesed? Aging, mellowing out. We say as a person gets older, they mellow. Hopefully. The Levi is over 50, he's out. He's too much of a softy. We need a tough guy. Levi's got to be tough guy. Midas Sadin. This is an incredible understanding in this item. So that's why, again, in the three matzahs, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, the middle one is the problem. The middle one is the Midas Sadin that we're breaking. We're breaking the din. And while we're on the topic, Yisrael is a combination of Kohen and Levi. The Tikkun Yisrael says that the word Yisrael can be made up of two words. Kale, you have the kale over there, whereby we have a pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed Kel Kol Hayoim. Kel represents Chesed. The remaining letters, Shin Yud Resh, are Shir, song, which is the Levim. The Levim is Tiferes, which combines both Kohen and Levi. Now, so from that middle Matzah, which is the Levi, which is Midas Adin, Umishom Mishtalshel V'yoyre Genika Sasora. Levi is Midas Adin of Kedusha. But when that spirals down, 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 from that evolves the din of the sitrachra, the hasorah, the hiddenness of the light of Hashem. V'tzorech lahamtik hadin b'shoroshoi. And we know that whenever a person wants to correct the problems midas hadin, he's got to go to the source. V'oz memela hein nishborim v'nefum lamato. And when the person is zochah to correct the din at its source, then those lower guys on bottom, those products of it and everything, they fall by the wayside. They're eliminated. This is why we're breaking that middle matzo, which is the levi. To show that we're breaking and sweetening the midas hadin of kedusha. This is the concept of leaving Mitzrayim, going away from Mitzrayim. What is Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim ho elyona. Meitzar means constriction. Min ha-meitzar korosiko. The upper Mitzrayim, which is meitzar ha-goroin, the constriction of the throat. Shezeh sitra de Levi, kiyadua, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that represents Levi. Levi is simsum, constriction, the throat, the singers. Sitra de niguna, the singers. And when we're zeichet to be misaking the midas sadim at its source, up on top in Levi in the Goroin, automatically the sitra achra which draws from there is broken and eliminated. Vazayin is gal hadas, and then the das is revealed. Vazayin nishlam hamalchus bebchinas dalet machnois, and then the malchus is elevated to its flamus. It becomes 4, which is the magic number for Malchus. V'alkein afshav nas migimel matzois dalet. This is the concept of making from 3 matzois, 4. Turning 3 into 4. By the way, in case anybody might have the question that we learned in Hilchas Tfilas HaMincha way back, there also we spoke about Shleimus HaMalchus, and there we said that the Shleimus HaMalchus was going from dalet to hey. That even Dalit wasn't really Shleimus HaMalchus Tikkun HaMalchus. Dalit means Dalus, poverty, poor. Dalit represents the Malchus when it's in a state of poverty in a sense. Whereas the letter He, that's Shleimus HaMalchus. That He at the end of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The answer is, everything is relative. And sometimes these things are expressed in different forms. In this discussion here, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us we're trying to get to the Dalit, which is a number that's used very, very often to represent Malchus. In fact, I remember, again, from my father-in-law, he once mentioned that when, in the story of Avram Avinu, the Torah tells us that there was a world war that broke out. 9 kings decided to punch it out. 5 against 4, 4 against 5. And the 4 was so powerful that they wiped out the 5. They defeated the 5. These 4 kings of the Sitra Achra defeated the other 5 kings of the Sitra Achra. Now they're in charge. In the process, they captured the flag. Remember, Stratego? They captured the flag. They captured Loit. How did Avram Avinu go out to battle against these 4 kings? He took with him his servant, Eliezer. This Eliezer is the one who represents the Shechina. He symbolizes the Malchus of Kedusha going out to battle with Avram Avinu. And this is why he was called Damesek Eliezer. Damesek means the Damascene. The Megala Mukos, I believe, is the one who says that the word Damesek is Rosh Tevois, Dalet Machanois Shechino Kadisha. The 4 camps of the Holy Shechina. That's what Eliezer symbolized. And if I'm not mistaken, the 4 symbols on the throne of Hashem, we know that there are 4 symbols who are kings. The king of the non-domesticated animals is the lion. The king of the domesticated animals is the shor, the ox. The king of the birds is the eagle. The king of all of creations is man. So you have Aryeh, Shoer, Mefer, Odom. I'm 99% sure if you'll take the gematria of these four, Aryeh, Shoer, Mefer, Odom, who symbolize the Malchus within the physical world. These are the images on the throne of Hashem. These are the leaders in all four categories. The gematria is 1317. 1,317. Eliezer is 318. We know that the 1,000 in Hebrew, 1,000 is Aleph. And in Hebrew, 1 is Aleph. So there's a pasuk, Echo Yerdef Mehem Echod Aleph. We know that in Kabbalah, 1 and 1,000 are interchangeable because it's the same number, Aleph, Aleph. It's the same word. So Eliezer, who is 317 plus 1, which is 318, is the gematria of Aryeh Shoer Nesher Odom, which is 317 plus 1, the one in front of it, the 1,000, showing that again, what's going on here? Avraham Avinu took Eliezer and they went after, and some say that Eliezer means 318 men. What? Why bedafka that number? And if it was that number, who cares? What consequence is it to me in the year 2007 if Avraham Avinu went out to fight with 318 men or 399 men? If it weren't of consequence, it wouldn't be in the Torah. The Sifrei Kabbalah show you the secret that everything here was calculated. This was Mamish Shekhinah itself going out to battle with Avraham Avinu, and this is why Avraham Avinu was able to destroy four kings and their armies and everything. They were no match for him. Paragraph Dalit, V'alkein Iker Mitzvah Matzah He Bezush Nishbro. And this is why the main mitzvah of Matzah, the main ceremonies of Matzah that we perform at the Seder, is with that middle one. Shebo Mekayimim Achilas Matzah V'Afikoyimon. That's the one that's used both for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the mitzvah Doraisa of Bo'erev Tochlo Matzos, and also for the Afikoyimon. V'hi hanikras lechem oini, and that's the one that's really called lechem oini, poor man's bread, shehi ikra hamatzah kamuva, which is the essence of matzah, as is brought. Ki daika lidei b'chinas shviras hamatzah hemsois, nase b'chinas matzah. Because it's by breaking that middle matzah, that's how we really bring out the light of matzah. Ki hi bi'atzma b'chinas shviras chometz l'matzah. Breaking that middle matzah is symbolic of the concept of breaking the sitrachra, breaking the ches and making it into a hay, breaking the ches of chametz and making it into a hay, making the word matzah. Da'inu b'chinas hizgalus sahasora, which means taking the malchus out of its hiddenness, you know, out of the darkness. Shenasa yidei shviras b'chinas alevi kana, which is accomplished by breaking the din, which is symbolized by the levi. V'alkein nikras yachatz. This is why this procedure, where we break that middle matzah, is called yachatz. Be'bechinas chatzois, similar to the term chatzois, which means midnight. Be'bechinas kachatzois harayelani yoytzev esef Mitzrayim. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell that paroi that you know when I'm going to finish them off? You know when I'm going to finish off the Egyptians? Kachatzois harayla, when the night breaks at midnight. Be'bechinas His galus hasor canal, breaking the night. Midnight is that midpoint when the darkness stops becoming strong and we start moving towards morning. We start moving towards light. His galus hasor. Veze oisin achar hakiddush, and this yachatz is done after we first make kiddush on wine. Ki hakiddush hu bechinas mikro kodesh, because the kiddush that we make is the concept of declaring the holiness, announcing the Kodesh, proclaiming the Kodesh. Dehainu shekoyrein es haKodesh. We're calling out to the Kedusha, we're calling out to Hashem to summon the Chiyus from Hashem. Dehainu chochmo v'das, shehu achiyus. We want to draw chochmo and das from Hashem, which is life, spiritual life. And we know that wine is chochmo and das. The Gemara tells us when you drink wine properly, it expands your mind. And that's what sanctifies the day. That's what makes it into, that's what declares it as Yom Tov. ועל כן אזי על ידי הדס יכולים לגלות הסתרה. Once we've made Kiddush, we've introduced the light, the das, then we're ready to reveal the Hasora, to take the darkness and break it, penetrate it, and reveal the light from within the Hasora. Shezeh b'chinas yachatz. This is the concept of the ceremony of yachatz. In the next paragraph, Rav Nosson is going to continue clarifying this, where he'll speak about the manishbana that follows right after that, and he'll tie it all together. He's going to explain the Afikoman. We're going to have a few pages now explaining the Leil HaSeder and Pesach, leading into paragraph Yud Aleph, which will be Sfira Soimer, the four cups. I hope today we're at 22 days in the Omer. I hope we'll have the Schusso. I see it leads into Shavuos. I hope the timing will be perfect here, that we'll be Zeche to learn what we need to for this time.